The nighttime brought out protesters and looters onto the streets of Ferguson, but the day brought local volunteers to help clear up the damage.
All of these commercial businesses, they need help cleaning this stuff up. They're going to need help to rebuild.
Volunteers like Aeneas Williams.
What are we going to do now? That's the question I ask everybody. We know what has happened. What are we going to do now?
Back up!
They pressing towards us.
But hours later, as dusk came, people were out to protest again. For some, the violence, which followed the decision not to charge a white police officer for killing a black teenager, was understandable, even necessary.
Some of it is because of being upset, being angry, being young and not having a voice, not feeling like anyone's listening to you when you do speak out, not feeling like you matter in this world.
We rising, they taking lives, can't be quiet, no compromising. We riding, they want the violence, ain't hiding, so let's get live.
Among those demonstrating was the young local hip-hop artist, Ron G.
Being a young black man in America, actually understanding it now, seeing things for what they are and not what they appear to be, it's all very clear to me that this is an unjust system. You filled up with so much rage, the only thing else you have to do is destroy things. And it's sad to say, but that's the reality of it. I understand people's frustration, but they have to see our side as well.
We are having to move away because there is smoke rising from the area.
Well, it looked like someone, there's agitation in the crowd. You know, I wanted to stay away from that tear gas.
Last Sunday, I made an appeal that we serve a meal for the protesters.
Pastor Tracy Blackman has set up her church as a safe space for protesters to come to if they need. She says she doesn't condone the violence at all, but does respect young African Americans here taking a stand.
This is this generation's mark in history. This is this generation's mark in the African American community to say that we will not allow our civil rights to be violated. This is this generation's mark in the African-American community to say that the struggles that have been won by previous generations need to be honored and need to be protected.
You see this as that momentous a moment?
I absolutely do. I absolutely do. And why? Because I believe everyone recognizes that what is happening here is happening in little flash pans, little bursts all over our nation.
Residents of Ferguson, this is an unlawful assembly. We need to get back to our vehicles and return back to our homes.
But as more confrontation plays out in Ferguson, with a police car overturned and burnt, and the authorities using force to push people back, there are many who wonder what all of this will ultimately achieve.
Anyone standing in the street, you will be subject to arrest.